This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Came across an article the other day, and it was kind of interesting when you think about all this lawfare and lawsuits that are going on, and a lot of NGOs that are actually suing the Trump administration. And when you peel back the first layer of the onion on this issue, what you find is in almost every case, these organizations are receiving money. And it's kind of interesting. So we're financing NGOs to actually sue you, the taxpayers, because it's your money. And it's costing you a whole lot of money. In fact, in Doe v. Trump, the Brazilian worker center, La Colaborativa, filed a lawsuit representing O. Doe, a foreign pregnant woman, challenging Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship. The Department of Labor awarded the Brazilian Worker Center $775,000 during fiscal years 2021 through 2024. These are the Biden years, I would remind you, mostly for construction job training. Then there's Casa v. Trump. We've heard about that, right? That is part of that case went up to the Supreme Court, ruling in favor of the Trump administration relative to another executive order on the same issue as previously stated. Multiple agencies, federal agencies, awarded grants to CASA during fiscal years 2022 to 2024, totaling more than $5.4 million. The Department of Health and Human Services awarded CASA $1 million for increasing access to services for vulnerable communities. The Environmental Protection Agency awarded CASA $100,000 in July of 2024 to improve environmental literacy and to support its climate justice fellowship program. You can't make this stuff up. The National Council of Nonprofits versus the Office of Management and Budget. The American Public Health Association and SAGE, a nonprofit dedicated to helping LGBTQ elders, sued the Office of Management and Budget back in January, aiming to block a memo directing federal agencies to temporarily pause federal funding for foreign aid, non-governmental organizations, diversity, equity, and inclusion, woke gender ideology, and the Green New Deal. The Department of Health and Human Services awarded the American Public Health Association for fiscal years 2021 to 2024 $22.3 million. HHS also awarded SAGE $1.9 million, with $1.2 million more to come. Federal health agencies, these folks say that federal health agencies should create policies and programs that promote and protect the health of all people in their community. It's amazing the amounts of money that they're getting from your tax dollars. The Amica Center for Immigrant Rights versus Justice Department. They were joined by the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project, and they sued the Justice Department for pausing DOJ programs that give illegal aliens information about the laws. DOJ awarded this group more than $2.6 million in fiscal years 2021 through 2024, mostly for legal assistance to immigrant survivors. It's amazing in this country, almost every indigent defender board in the country is woefully underfunded. Woefully. To the point that it's backing up the administration of justice in our criminal court systems across the country. And here we are giving money after money after money for the defense of illegal immigrants that come to this country. I mean, this is the stuff that we – can you connect the dots on this? We're creating a class that's being favorably treated over citizens. And I remind you, over 40 million people in this country live below the federally identified poverty level. On to the National Association of Diversity Officers in Higher Education. Well, they sued the Trump administration, and they were joined by the Restaurant Opportunity Centers United and other groups, aiming to block the president's executive order directing the government to defund diversity, equity, and inclusion and environmental justice programs. The Labor Department awarded $570,000 to the Restaurant Opportunity Centers United for addressing gender-based violence in the workplace and for the occupational training between fiscal years 2021 and 2024. AVAC, the AIDS Vaccine Advocacy Coalition, they sued the State Department to block an order temporarily freezing international aid spending. During fiscal years 2021 through 2024, USAID awarded AVAC $16 million. During that same period, USAID awarded $2 million to the Journalism Development Network, while the State Department awarded the network $4.6 million. That adds up, folks, in case you weren't doing the math, almost $25 million of your federal tax dollars going there, and they are now suing you. Pacito versus Trump. Refugees and Immigration Groups, HIAS, Church World Service, and the Lutheran Community Services Northwest sued the administration for suspending refugee admissions. During fiscal years 2021 through 2024, federal agencies awarded HIAS $350.2 million for refugee and immigrant services. Critics fault HIAS and other immigrant aid groups for housing and transporting illegal aliens across the country. HIAS has said it does not support illegal immigrants. Federal agencies also awarded Church World Service, which is part of this lawsuit as well, $766 million during that same time. Most of the funding came from the State Department, $417 million, and HHS, $319 million, for refugee and immigrant services. Church World Service has claimed it only helps refugees who are legally approved, but critics say, and I guess the data shows, that they are helping illegal aliens as well. Then the Lutheran Community Services Northwest, part of this same group, they received a paltry $4.26 million during the same period from the Corporation for National and Community Service and HHS. Then we go to the Global Health Council, along with a number of other nonprofits, such as HIAS, who we just previously mentioned, as well as the American Bar Association, sued the administration to block the foreign aid funding freeze. During fiscal years 2021 through 2024, USAID and the GSA, the General Services Administration, awarded Management Sciences for Health, which is part of this group, $431.5 $5 million to promote health in other countries. Federal agencies awarded the American Bar Association $116.84 million in that time frame, most of it coming from the State Department. $66.2 million in additional dollars. USAID got $28.4 million, and HHS put up $14 million. And many of the grants actually supported the justice systems in foreign countries. Again, our justice system is woefully underfunded. But yet, we are concerned with the justice systems in countries around the world.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Of course, the American Bar Association declined to comment. New York Immigration Coalition versus Trump. They filed a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration on the birthright citizenship order. The Corporation for National and Community Service awarded the New York Immigration Council $240,000 for its work with AmeriCorps. Altogether, these groups received $1.735, if you're driving, pull over, billion dollars. And this figure only represents a mere snapshot of the federal funding for organizations that would sue the Trump administration. So in collectively, all that we talked about, $1.735 billion, and they are suing the U.S. government at the same time while we finance them. And hopefully, in many respects, we audit each and every one of these agencies and we decide whether or not the funding of the programs that they have delineated aligns with the best interests of this country. It's amazing to me that anyone would be opposed to that. I mean, all of the tentacles of all of these organizations and all of these programs have to align with the best interests of this country. Why would we support countries and programs that don't align with us? Like, they're not our friends. Why are we supporting them? Why are we giving them money? And why are we shortchanging programs in this country to help our own people? And why should we feel guilty about helping our own people first? Why should we apologize to say that we're proud to be an American? It's absolutely incredulous that we're going down this path. We're actually funding and financing organizations that are suing us because they see the handwriting on the wall that this administration is no longer going to allow itself to fund and finance NGOs that do what they want, when they want, how they want in programming, and in a lot of cases, not in the best interests of the country. And it not only happens at the federal level, it's happening at the state level, too. Just, what, yesterday we learned of a NGO here in the city of New Orleans that received money from the state of Louisiana. And instead of spending the money as outlined in the grant award, they interpreted the language in the grant award thinking, I don't know how, I mean, that interpretation is a joke, to support their bingo gaming activities. Feel better about paying state income taxes? Feel better about financing state government? We're giving money to organizations to promote their bingo activities? So your tax dollars financing bingo for them to take the profits from bingo for the organization. Interesting. We have got to get a handle, and we've got to be able to set the appropriate priorities as to where we are going to spend tax dollars. And as you go through these lists of what people are receiving and the programs that they are funding and financing around the world and even inside this country, is a joke. It's an absolute joke. We cannot be all things to all people. We cannot afford it. There are not enough assets or resources necessary to do so. And the sooner that we come to that realization and do something about it, the better off we're going to be. It's bad enough we have a mayor trying to pay $2 million plus more on a contract when the city's facing a $70 million deficit and thinks that's a wise thing to do. The leadership in this country, the leadership across this country in the states and local government need to wake up. Because I don't think there's a strong feeling amongst voters to pay more taxes. Is that what you want? Because as we're siphoning out money like this and wasting it on a lot of these programs, and let me just add this caveat. There are a number of legitimate NGOs that are doing absolutely incredible work. So I'm not casting the net over every one of these NGOs. I know and have looked at many of them. I helped fund and finance some when I was an elected official. I did my research, though. I checked them out. I made sure. I looked at their financials before we partnered with anyone to make sure that those dollars were being spent appropriately and they were directed to the program that were going to have a meaningful outcome for our community. It's one thing to talk about it. Talk is cheap, but you got to walk the walk. You got to execute and you got to deliver on that and make sure that the taxpayers are getting what they're funding and financing. And as we go through these examples, what you're going to find out is that that's not happening. It's not happening at all. Towards the end of this week, we're going to start, we will talk about the amounts of dollars leaving this country in the form of remittances that we're not the benefit of the spend, and how much that money that is from the illegal community that's actually in this country. That does not work to the benefit of you, me, or others. And when you find out the percentage of the GDP of the countries that get the most of these remittances out of this country, that number is staggering. Staggering. Now, you make up your mind whether or not where you're going to fall on this issue. But there are most people in the mainstream media are not going to share this information with you, because they don't really want you to know. They just want you to think about this on the surface level. They don't want you to know about what's happening underneath that's actually impacting your community and the opportunity loss as a result thereof. Because then it would empower you to connect some dots. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.